to Business Today Market Wrap. This is Rupa, and let's start with market podcast for today. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty fell over 1.25% each to close into bearish territory on Monday. Sensex ended down by 491 points at 38,960, while Nifty fell down to 151 points to close at 11,672. Overall, 28 out of 30 stocks closed in the red on Sensex, and 46 out of 50 stocks were bearish on Nifty. All the major indices ended down today, with Nifty Metal down almost 3% and energy falling over 2%, followed by 1.7% fall each in media and auto indices. Least falling indices in today's trade were FMCG, IT, private bank stocks, each declining below 1%. Earlier today, Sensex opened marginally higher by 62 points up at 39,514, while Nifty started at 11,844 level but fell to the bearish territory in first few minutes of trade. Sensex made an intraday low of 38,911, while Nifty touched day's low at 11,657. As per market experts, ongoing Sino-US trade tensions and rising crude prices kept investors cautious. In major stock news, Varun Beverages fell over 4% after the company's board recommended bonus issue. Piramal Enterprises sold entire stake in Shriram Transport Finance to third-party investors. Reliance Infra posted net losses for the quarterly and annual basis, on which the auditors of the firm said that they were unable to give an audit opinion on the annual results and raised questions about the company's ability to continue in business. Another major news today was SEBI barring NDTV promoters from securities market and managerial post, after which NDTV shares fell over 7%. Jet Airways, the loser of Monday's trade, fell over 16% today to 68 rupees and made a new 52-week low of rupees 66 on the BSE. Globally, Asian markets recovered as Hong Kong index gained over 1% and Nikkei and Kospi index bounced back into positive territory. Although, as investors kept risk appetite in check, in between the ongoing political tensions in the Middle East and Hong Kong and the closely watched Federal Reserve meeting, the stocks fell back to near 1 week lows. Both European shares and US equity futures led losses on Friday, but opened flat to marginally higher on Monday following a mixed session in Asia as a big week of central bank policy gets underway. The Federal Open Market Committee meeting next week is shaping up to be a pivotal one for the Wall Street after the policymakers raised expectations of the rate cut in the recent weeks, especially after the Federal Reserve faced fresh demands by the President Donald Trump for cutting interest rates. Many investors have been looking towards the Group of 20 summit later this month for more definitive signs of the direction of trade talks between United States and China. India's fuel demand in May was unchanged from a year earlier. Preliminary government data showed on Saturday, indicating a continued slowdown in various sectors including industrial output. Several indicators as automobile sales, rail freight and domestic air traffic indicate a slowdown in domestic consumption. India has not yet released the industrial output data for May. On the currency front, Indian rupee opened unchanged from Friday's close at 69.80 against the dollar at the interbank forex exchange market and later fell further to 69.89, down 9 paise over its last close. Forex traders said rising crude oil prices, foreign front outflows and heavy selling in domestic equities kept pressure on the Indian rupee. Brent oil rose above $62 per barrel at the early hours but dropped sharply before the last few minutes of the closing bell. Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, was trading at $61.6 per barrel, down by 0.66%. That's all for today. Thanks for listening and come back tomorrow for more market news.